Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, come on, come on. Yeah, hey Cheryl, hit him with some background vocals, baby. That's it, come on. From the J to the A, the capital V, the O double N with the silent E. Just chillin', maximizing creativity. Down in the basement is where I will be, especially when I'm hanging home alone, creating new beats, rocking the microphone. When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on, just clap your hands. Come on, when I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on, come on. Yeah, when I start something new, you know, like runs in the basement with Javon.
Yeah, let's start something new. Let's do it now.
Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you all to yet another fabulous segment of Brunch in the Basement with Javon. I hope you all had a beautiful, beautiful week, and I hope this also kicks off a beautiful weekend for you. I know I've been having a great time so far and realize just how wonderfully blessed I am, even though I have a little bit of a sore throat. Hopefully I don't sound too sexy for you. But even if I do, I think y'all can handle it. This is all grown folks up in here. And speaking of grown folks, you know, I am in love with the most grownest of folk, Ms. Chaka Khan. And so we're going to do a little Chaka Khan moment to start the show off. I want everybody to sit back, relax, and chill out, because today is going to be a fabulous show, a fabulous show. If you want to speak to me, if you want to speak to any of our guests today, the telephone number is 347-826-7536. Right now, I want to play a little Chaka Khan. Sweet.
Just don't deserve the fight, so you're not mine. I can't.
Yes, that's the other love of my life, probably one of the first, right after my mother, my grandma, my dad, and my brother. I fell in love with Chaka Khan. And today we have someone coming on with some fierce vocals later on in the show. That's the one and only Diva Out of Bounds. Mickey Braden will be coming on later. You know what? I'm so excited today. There's so much going on. A great couple coming on that's going to talk about their business and how they're making a positive impact in the world. You know, oh, God has blessed me with this vessel just to share good news and positive vibes and positive energy. With that, we're going to talk about other things that are going on in the world. And now, what's going on with Nathan James?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nathan James, and here's what's going on. On Tuesday, President Obama announced his selection of Douglas Brooks, an openly gay black HIV-positive man, to direct the Office of National AIDS Policy, which is the White House agency that coordinates, monitors, and facilitates HIV/AIDS prevention, treatment, and education programs in the United States. Brooks, who will be the first ever openly gay black man, HIV-positive, to serve as the director of this agency, will have a large portfolio on his plate as ONAP director. President Obama said Douglas's policy expertise, combined with his extensive experience working in the community, makes him uniquely suited to the task of helping to achieve the goal of an AIDS-free generation which is within our reach. President Obama further said that he looks forward to having Mr. Brooks head our efforts from the White House. Brooks is a longtime social justice advocate. He served as the visiting fellow at the University of Massachusetts McCormick School Center for Social Policy. He was also a member of the President's Advisory Council on HIV and AIDS and was later the chairman of the Board of Trustees at AIDS United in Washington, D.C. The Office of National AIDS Policy works together with the State Department and National Security Council to implement the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. In other developments, the Obama administration has also been the most proactive government in American history on HIV/AIDS and LGBT policy issues. Last fall, the President awarded the National Institutes of Health a $250 million budget grant specifically directed at discovering a cure for HIV. In Maryland, legislators passed the Transgender Equality Bill at the Maryland House of Delegates on Thursday, which bans discrimination on the basis of gender identity in employment, housing, and public accommodation. Maryland joined 17 other states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico in protecting the rights of transgender individuals. The bill, known as the Fairness for All Marylanders Act of 2014, passed the Democratic-controlled Senate and House by a vote of 82-57 and 32-15, respectively. Now it goes to Governor Martin O'Malley for his signature, and the governor has said that he will sign the legislation into law. Maryland is also one of the many states that has legalized same-sex marriage. Since January 1, 2013, gay and lesbian couples have been able to get married in Maryland. Other states that are considering transgender equality bills include New York and Pennsylvania, and it is likely that as time goes by, the federal government will reconsider the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would extend gender identity protection to the federal level. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
Thank you so much, Nathan. That is so exciting about President Obama and his new appointment. That's great. So who was doing the job before him?
Actually, the post had been vacant since the most recent election. At that time, there was Dr. Jean Caldwell, who was the acting director, and she had been managing the Office of National AIDS Policy. But this is actually one of President Obama's long-term goals. He had always wanted to put somebody at the head of this agency that had direct firsthand knowledge of the issues with which it has to deal.
Wow. You know, he's been doing a lot of bold moves, a lot of things that prior presidents talked about but couldn't be about. People tend to forget that the Don't Ask, Tell was a Clinton administration initiative when Clinton wanted or appeared to want to be inclusive of the LGBT community but fell short, in my opinion.
Yeah, he wanted to be inclusive, but the Don't Ask, Don't Tell was the compromise measure that ended up being passed in the Clinton administration. You're absolutely right. President Obama has done more for the LGBT community than all of the previous presidents before him combined. So
yes.
a very progressive White House, Jevon.
Absolutely. Nathan, I want to thank you again for giving us the news and telling us what's going on. If you'd like, you can hang out and you can speak with our guests that are coming up. We have Tamara and Elaine, a power couple who both have their own businesses that are successful and they're beautiful people. And we also have Mickey Braden, who you met, I believe, last year in April during the Marriage Equality concert we put on in New Jersey at Rutgers. So if you want to hang out and say hi, you know, just hang in there.
I'll be happy to. Thank you, Jevon.
All right, Nathan. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
And right now, I want to give a shout out to my sister overseas, one of the flyest Brits that, you know, I know anyway. Her name is Natalie Stewart. She is also known as the Flowicist. We're going to get this thing working, Natalie. So right now, just want to play this for you. I mean, you played it for us, so let's play it for you.
See, I've been watching you for a while. Smiling stuff, wanna know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby, baby? There is only one for me. You have made that a part.
All you gotta do is say yes. now what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.
That is one sexy song. Again, shout out to Natalie, the Flowicist. And also, I want to give a big shout out to the newest member of the Brunch in the Basement team. That would be the number one basement dweller. Her name is Shakita. And thank you so much, Shakita, for all that you are doing in support of this show. In support of you, I want to mention to everybody to check out Stone Bliss. Get your jewelry on. And right after you do that, give her a shout out on Facebook, on Twitter, and big her up. We have to support one another. That's how things happen. That's how the world goes round. And speaking of making the world go round, nothing makes the world go round better than love. And who better to talk about love and the G-spot than me, girl. Ray.
Hey,
hey,
Javon.
Hey, Mika. How you doing, baby?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm groovy. Sound like I'm getting a little hoarse in the voice, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm making it do what it do. So what you got for us today? I'm so excited. What you got?
Well, thank you. I want to talk about role play.
Mm.
Role playing in the bedroom and how you can use role play to enhance your sex life. So if you have a couple, if we say a lesbian couple that is experiencing the dreaded lesbian deathbed or bed death, however you want to say it, or if we have even a heterosexual couple where the sex has gone stale, you want something new, you want to try something new, you can always incorporate role play. And role play does is it encourages conversation between a couple. It enhances the intimacy as well as increases the bond between the couple. So it's also good not just for your sex life. It's good for even just your relationship, period. And when you are having a great relationship, that leads to a great sex life. And some of the things that I try to tell people to do is do something different out of the norm. Not necessarily we're going to dress up like a nurse or we're going to do the maid and all that type of stuff, but really come up with an actual scenario that you are acting out, and you're in your character from that morning until you've had that great night of explosive sex.
Wow.
And you could do anything. You could do anything from getting up in the, you could do anything from saying that you're going to meet at a bar. It's like you've had this online affair. You've been emailing each other all day long. You've did a little Skype, or you've done a little video with the phone. So now you're ready to meet for the first time. So you're two strangers. You're meeting for the first time. And you go to the bar. You come up with different names for each other. Like, instead of you're not Betty today, today you're Martha. So you may put on a wig and dress as Martha. You know, and then while you're there, you strike up a conversation, you order a drink, you may send the person a drink. You know, maybe your partner is really sitting at the end of the bar and you tell the bartender to buy them a drink and ask them to come over and talk to you, just like you were meeting someone for the first time. And then you leave, and it's like, I'm going to leave and have a one-night stand. And you could either do it in a car. You can go back home. You can go to the hotel room. But it's something different. It's fun. It's exciting. Because sometimes when you have been with a partner for a few years, you know, it becomes the same. It becomes like routine. It's just something I'm doing now. You know, I just, I have sex with you tonight. Sure, if you want it, come and get it type stuff. But when you but if you want to add something new, when you're doing the stranger sex, it's like you're meeting a new person.
Uh-huh.
So it's different. You're tricking your mind. You know, you're tricking your mind to think that you've met someone different. So your body is feeling excited and invigorating because of that new, quote-unquote, new person that you're having sex with tonight. And then not just, we're going to be a new person, but you're a new person. You're doing new things in the bedroom. You're doing something different from the old routine. If you know you just had missionary sex, well, do it doggy style tonight. You know, do something different, something this persona would do. The other scenario I have is, you know, you can act as spouse's teacher. And they use teacher-student role play a lot, but we'll use teacher-student role play where you're teaching your partner something. Like you tie your partner up and have them sit down. They're sitting down, they're tied, they can't touch you. So you're touching yourself, and you're telling them, I like to be touched here, I like my nipple squeezed this way, or I like to be felt up that way, or this is how, you know, I like to be touched on my clitoris. However you want to do it, but you're slowly giving them a tea, you're building up anticipation, but you're also teaching them how to please you in the process. My other one, are you okay?
I'll be fine. Thank you. Go proceed, please.
Okay. My last one is incorporating some type of risque sex, and that's maybe doing it in public, but not so much in public where you can get arrested type thing, but doing it in your not where you can get arrested.
The people are going to be like, but officer, I was listening to Brunch in the Basement. Mika Ray
told me to have illicit sex in the car. But maybe like in your backyard, in your car, where like if you have a backyard that's kind of closed off from the neighbors, doing it in the backyard in your car, doing it on your patio, you know, where, like I said, it's closed off for your neighbors, but it's just the thrill of, I can possibly get caught. Someone can see me. It's risque, it's exciting, and it gets your blood pumping, and it's like, and it makes the orgasm that much stronger because your body is up on so much adrenaline right now. So those are my three ways of incorporating role play. And if you feel it, you can't do the outside sex, you know, you could do it in your garage. You could do it in your garage because that way you're not necessarily outside. You don't really have to worry about anyone catching you, but it's still the thought is still there, you know. And it's different. It's something new. It's outside of the bedroom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Role play is really a good, it really is a very good thing to utilize when you are experiencing a drought, literally and figuratively, in the bedroom.
Yeah. So all of you drought people, be out people.
Be wet people.
Yes.
Get wet again.
Yeah, don't be dry, be wet, right? Wow. Yeah. And that's the way to the G-spot.
That's the way to the G-spot today with Mika Ray.
Thank you so much, Mika. Mika, what are you doing today? Where are you?
Yeah, I am in Columbia, South Carolina.
Wow, what are you doing
I'm preparing for my sex and sensuality today. So I'm getting it started right here on Brunch in the Basement.
Well, you did get it started. Yep. You did.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it helped. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Yes, thank you. And for everybody out there, I'm sure you are grateful to Ms. Mika Ray as well. Mika, give everybody the information of how they can reach you, your Twitter, your website.
My Twitter is at Intimate Consult. Then my website is www.MikaRae.com. And Facebook. I told you, Javon, I don't really know that Facebook that well. But, they can like my page. I keep forgetting. It's www.facebook.com/intimateconsulting, LLC.
Right.
So they can like my Facebook page. And they can also find me from that page. So.
Well, thank you so
much.
I'm
on Instagram at Mika N. Ray. So.
All right. Groovy.
All right.
Groovy. And thank you, and have a great time, and we're going to want to report next week.
I will give a report. I will let you all know about it.
Okay. Great. Enjoy. Have a good time, baby.
Okay. Thank you. You all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Gotta love Mika Ray. And right now I'm going to play a little song because Mika got it started.
reminiscing about you, about you. What we do, what we do. Hitting it back, hitting it back.
And I hope you have it.
That was Genuine with So Anxious. So right now I'm going to take a caller. Caller 5238, you're on the line. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, Claudia.
Hey, Claudia. How are you?
How goes it in the basement today?
It's going pretty smoothly, actually, I'd say. How you doing?
I'm great. I just finished listening to Mika, you and Mika. Chad, and that was interesting. As you do. That was great.
You know, Mika Ray, that's all I can say.
Yeah, I know. Isn't she just adorable, beautiful?
She is.
And let's add something else. Sweet.
Okay. She is. She's a sweetie pie. She's a sweetheart. She is. So what have you been up to, darling? I haven't heard from you in a minute.
I have been writing and working on different clients' books, editing, and just enjoying life.
Claudia Moss, you are an editor and an author.
As well.
And
yes.
Where can people find your work?
People can find me on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I am on Kindle and Nook.
Uh-huh.
And definitely they can get the paperback versions. I'm across the board. I love everything. Fiction, short stories, poetry, you name it. And if it's dealing with the word, and the word was Claudia, that's when it shows up.
All right.
That's when it shows up. There's power in the word.
There, you know what? Without words, there's nothing. We need words to describe. We need words to express. You know, words are everything.
You are so right. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So.
But you know what I love the fact that. Yeah, I love that. That's true that you said that. Yes, yes, yes. I also love the fact that if I had words and she had words. And my words were in English, and hers were in French. Words are still so beautiful and powerful that even though we might not understand one another's words, we could still be wooed.
And that's true.
Just on the musicality of words and the feeling that goes into them.
This is true. This is true. You know what? I want you to hold on.
Okay.
We have a guest coming on later on this afternoon, Mickey Braden, who is not only a wordsmith, but a singer, actress, and she does amazing, amazing artistic work. I think she's somebody you might want to talk to, or you may want to speak to our next guest, who are both entrepreneurs. So they're holding on. I want to go to them right now, and if you like, hang out, and you can say hi to everybody if you like. How's that?
Great. That sounds
great.
Good to me.
All right, Claudia, so just hold on, darling.
Okay, will do.
Yes, everybody, right now I have the distinct honor and pleasure of introducing you to the power couple, and I call them a power couple not because they're powerful in their love for one another, which is evident, but because of the powerful things that they are doing in the world. When you touch your community, when you touch one life, you are then, in essence, touching the world. And with that, I give you Elaine and Tamara. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing today? You ladies, you people doing today?
I'm doing well.
We're doing well, especially after listening to this segment before us, man. You got us in a mood. We were going to take a little break there and figure out
the
new position.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. Let me hurry up and get, you know, because, you know, I know Mika started heating it up and giving people ideas. And,
what?
You know, I could see Elaine saying, I'm the postman knocking on the door.
Oh, we did that one already now.
Oh, y'all did? Yeah.
I'm
a little old, you know. I'm telling you. So how y'all doing? What's good? So you know what? Because I have two of you at one time, and I think this probably is the first time that I'm actually interviewing two people with two distinct different businesses at one time. But the good thing about this is that you are partners and you also support one another, so you can help each other with the interview. Nobody should feel left out, right?
Right.
So
I'm going to start with, I guess we could start with Tamara.
Okay.
Who, actually, because I think you started your business first, right?
Yeah, I did. I did start my business first. The first business in 2004, actually. We registered as a company in 2004. Well, my business partner and I, we were both still working, you know, at a major corporation, and saw that there was a gap in that corporation and what they were offering, and decided to create something that we would fulfill that gap, and founded a company called FemWorks. Stands for First Eye Media Works. This is not a female empowerment agency, which most people tend to think by that name, but it stuck. We were looking for something that was catchy, and it stuck, and that name did. And since 2004 now, we've been doing our thing.
10 years, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It goes by really fast, too, let me tell you.
So what do you offer at FemWorks?
So we're an integrated marketing communications agency, and what we do is work with organizations, nonprofits, and what have that need to reach women, LGBT community, African-American women, urban and urban communities. So we do that by offering like several different services from campaign photography, event planning, market planning, public relations, just kind of all of those kind of services in order to reach your target audience. That's what we do. Didn't start off in event planning, but kind of noticed that was where we were being asked. Well, most of our clients were saying, hey, I need to have a really awesome event, and I want that event to be purposeful. You know, I don't want just something that you go in and shove in business cards. People go in like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get rid of all my business cards right now. And then you don't have that connection with anybody. You haven't really made a relationship happen because you just had a goal of getting rid of all your business cards. So they don't really know you, you know. And so we created events that had a purpose to them. You know, these people were there for a reason. And one cool thing about one of our clients, Brick City Development Corporation, is identifying different people in the industry by either color coding them in some way, by their name tags or whatnot. But really, if you are in banking and you want to reach someone in the community, you have a service for them, and vice versa, someone in the community that needs to reach someone in banking, how do you really just target that person right there? You only got really 2 hours to do so in this event. So how do you do it real quick, real fast, and kind of really avoid, oh, yeah, I need money in this bank, but then you kind of been locked in this conversation with someone from Mary Kay, and you didn't find out that she was a Mary Kay consultant until later on. You're like, dang, guys, is not what I wanted to do tonight. So right. That was one of the really good ways that we made sure that you were kind of stayed on a fast track to success.
So you said corporations. You are, excuse me, doing events on the corporate level?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Working with organizations, we do events from a corporate level to a community level. We cover events as far as photography as well, too. It's one event I shoot annually is for the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, and that's another thing. Our organization is registered as a LGBT-owned and operated business, which I really think that people that are gay and they don't mind, being in that network, they want to use that as a selling point. They should really, really get their certification, which is another reason why I founded the New Jersey LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So my business partner and four other people came together and we founded the New Jersey LGBT Chamber of Commerce with the purpose to connect, collaborate, and leverage opportunities for LGBT business owners. We also take allies, people that are in support of that business as well, that business industry. And I highly encourage anyone that's looking to get, membership opportunities, to sponsor, to really network with people of substance and level the playing field, tap into that network. We are doing some really great things and had an official kickoff last year. So, yeah, check out njlgbtchamber.org.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I take it that you are no longer working at the agency that you and your business partner were originally working at when you first came up with the idea.
No. I'm not. The agency was a PR newswire, so it was the background of a news industry. I was managing the photo desk and responsible for thousands of images that came in from photographers and reporters and whatnot, and managing up to 5 or 6 different photo editors. And we would make sure that the image is right as far as, the aesthetics of it, the caption of it, kind of fact-checking, and then prepping it so that we can provide those images to tons of different journalists that were out there waiting for images to come through to support the stories they were writing for. I did that for about 7 years, and it was awesome. And my business partner, Kimberly, she was working as an editor at that same company. And so the turning point came around September 11th. When she left the company, I stayed on for a little while longer. But when the company decided to kind of split their location to say, we're going to go to where it's a little bit more affordable, they said, hey, Tamara, would you like to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, or to Cleveland, Ohio? And I had been back and forth on a plane, back and forth to Cleveland, Ohio, training people, but I just didn't see that that's where I wanted to go. So I didn't choose anything except a severance package that will give me the opportunity to really run and start my business, and that's what I did.
Wow. And it's a very successful business. I remember a few years ago, when Cheryl and I had first started becoming interested in music and doing concerts and whatnot, and I wanted to know how to get it started. People started saying FemWorks, mm-hmm. and eventually I was able to meet you all. You know, it's fascinating. You also have another thing that you're working on for young women.
Yes. That is another thing. So my first passion has always been in photography. It's something that I've, you know, had a dabble in a career of working with just as a freelance photographer. And then I was a house photographer for a African-American theater arts company for a number of years. And then I went back to freelance. But then when I started FemWorks, that was a service that we offered as well, too. But I just didn't shoot as much, you know, running a business, having other responsibilities. You really cannot do a lot of those things that you're really passionate about, and then also make sure that it's successful. So just recently, an opportunity just came to me to really start another business, and that business is to empower young girls. It came from my own experience as a young woman growing up very, very, very shy, very quiet, and you said the same thing in game night the other night. You're so quiet. Well, I was super, super quiet. Like, I was the one in the back of the corner. And just observing, and then I had lots to say, but I just was so scared. I could not make eye contact, so many different things. And that's because I didn't like anything about myself. You know, I didn't like my hands. My family is big bone. I didn't like my hands. I didn't like my ankles. I didn't like my feet, my lips, my eyes, nothing. I mean, I was criticizing everything. And so eventually I came into my own self, like, oh, wow, my lips caught up with my face. Ooh, okay. And my eyes aren't as big as I thought they were, you know. But it just made me think about all the other girls that are going through these same things. They're criticizing themselves. Photography was a vehicle for me. It was a vehicle of opportunity to just get out. You know, I cannot be shy when I have a camera in my hand. There's no such thing as a shy photographer, you know. So I had to be this other person, and I feel more empowered, more strong when I do have the camera in my hand and when I am directing a photo shoot. So I started an organization where a seed was planted in 2006 when I went to Africa, and I made sure I brought a lot of little mirrors, and my goal was to give them to all the little girls and let them know, like, yes, you are beautiful. Look at that mirror and talk to yourself, encourage yourself. Your beauty is there. It starts from within, you know. Then I went to Haiti in 2010, and I worked with over 100 girls for 10 days, and I taught them how to use the digital camera to their best benefit. I don't know if these kids, and they had just experienced the earthquake in Haiti, I don't know if they'd ever have an opportunity to shoot with the camera, but I was telling them about the advantages of learning to do so and taking power and ownership, making sure that people understood Haiti as a beautiful country instead of this one that is famine, disease, and this, all this other stuff. I was out there teaching these girls, and I was surrounded by mountains with fresh blue water, and it was beautiful. So people don't know that other side. So it's a way to take back and own your community and own yourself. And it was awesome. I really had a great chance. Then I came back to New Jersey and said, I got to start this here. And I'd been talking to people. It had been on my mind. And then all of a sudden, something just kicked me and said, why don't you just do it? I had little conversations with people, and they're like, just do it. So that's what I did. I did it. I found it in last year, and since then I've been making awesome connections and collaborations with organizations that want to have this particular program. Exposure, I took the word play off photography, EXPOZ, and then HER is the focus on her, HER, expose her.
Wow.
They learn how to use a camera, they learn how to talk about themselves, we explore images in the media, because our black girls don't necessarily see themselves as pretty. They see the magazine cover of the blue-eyed, blonde-haired girl as pretty, and sometimes that's what they strive for in a lot of ways. So, yeah, they're learning these things. I take them and I give them the opportunity to talk about themselves and some of their internal issues, and then also learn how to reuse and expose and compose and reframe their lives and a camera and images and all that for their community and themselves.
That is absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
I'm excited about it. I am.
And as you should be. As you should be, as we all should be. I mean, what could be more precious than helping little girls, young girls, to realize that they're beautiful, to help them realize their potential, to help them realize the beauty that surrounds them in this sometimes ugly world. I mean, wow.
Oh, yeah. And wow. I've gotten people, when I talk to people about it, this shouldn't just be for young girls. This needs to be for grown women, you know.
Absolutely.
It's true. Sometimes we have our own body image issues, like, oh, that gut, I can't get rid of it, I don't like it, all this other stuff, and we beat ourselves up all the time. I know I still do. So it's something that we got to learn how to just love and accept. And if you don't like it, change it. You know, maybe you can't change something that's like your nose or something like that if you feel that that's something you don't like. But change your thought around it. You know, thank God you got a nose to breathe and all of those little things like that. So
Absolutely. This
will not be just a focus on little girls, but young women and adults, prison reentry, all of that, to reset and reframe our goals and our intentions and the way we think about ourselves.
Wow. That's wonderful. And just for the record, I want everybody out there to go to my Facebook page, if you can, and just scroll around, and you will see pictures of Tamara Fleming. She is beautiful. I mean, she's one of those drop-dead gorgeous women.
Gosh.
No, for real. You're fine.
No.
Okay.
Well, you know what? That's another thing too. It's like when you hear something, you hear someone is beautiful. It takes a while for you to understand it and believe it. And I talk to women all the time. Like, they have to look in that mirror and tell themselves that they're beautiful all the time. But thank you. That little girl in me is still there, the one that still criticized and thought I wasn't beautiful. But I accept your compliment wholeheartedly. Thank you so much.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Good. It's true. And so many of us, you know. I'm not going to say everybody's beautiful because I don't really believe that. But most women are beautiful. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And I know everybody that's listening to this broadcast is beautiful. So hug yourself right now. Just take a moment.
Yeah. Touch yourself.
Yeah, just touch yourself. Like, well, I don't want Mika Ray to call us back and talk about
it. I know,
that.
Right.
Mika will bring that back, you know, Jesus. But Elaine. Elaine? Okay.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. Elaine is another beautiful human being, also known as Pretty Tomboy. And that's a part of being, that's as a result of being one of the models for the NMB models. And every time Elaine struts, all the femme women start feigning and cooing and all this kind of stuff. Oh, Lord, here she comes. Then I got to get all jelly. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't.
I'll be looking for you, man. You cool. And now you have a business. And what's
the
name of your business?
Well, I have my business that started in 2012. It's called Hounds Medical Services. When I first started it, it pertained to just doing drug screening. But as of November 2013, I have advanced it into primary care with some doctors doing some internal medicine for me. One of the doctors supervised internal medicine as well as substance abuse, addiction medicine.
Wow.
And with that, we have individuals that come in that have a substance abuse problem, and she will talk to them, examine them, and see, you know, their status. If they're able to be on her program, she'll take them in. And I also have added to the group a CLADC, which is a certified licensed alcohol and drug counselor, who will be providing group counseling to these individuals. Thomas Medical was created, the medical portion of it, because I felt like individuals wasn't getting quality health care because of their insurance status, meaning if they're government insured, they have Medicaid, even Medicare. Now, I'm a survivor of 9/11, and I always had employment insurance. However, after that happened, I was able to keep my insurance for a while, but then I was given Medicare, which is, I mean, pretty good insurance However, certain doctors don't take it. So the GYN that I was going to for years, she dropped me because I didn't have that private insurance status anymore. So I thought about individuals who have less than what I have. What about them? And know what doctors do they see? Do they get quality health care? Or do they have to go sit in a clinic for hours on top just to see a doctor? And, you know, you got, like, you have, like, 30 individuals sitting in one clinic waiting to be seen. It might take them 8 hours, and every time they go to this clinic, it's not the same doctor. And I just feel like everyone have a right to have a private doctor that, you know, they can go to on a regular basis. And so that's what my company provides. So I try to provide stability for these individuals. I don't just serve Medicaid patients, but I want to make sure everyone gets the same quality health care. We have wraparound services. So what I try to do is just have as much services that we can have at the clinic. We do lung function testing. We also have a detector for ultrasounds, EKG. I just became CLIA certified for lab services. We do blood work and drug screening. So with trying to provide all this in one round, it gives an individual opportunity to free their days up where they don't have to go to three different places to get these testing. So if someone needs to get their to get an echo because the doctor needs to check their heart or a carotid because something's wrong with their neck or abdominals because they have any pain, we have that there. So we try to provide as much as we can so it can stay in one building. I'm located over at 393, which is NJCRI. It's North Jersey Community Research Initiative. This organization is a nonprofit, and they provide HIV testing and mental health services for individuals with HIV. They also have doctors there as well. And their doctors are HIV, it's called infectious disease doctors. We call them ID. They provide the ID for the patient. So we kind of partner together where I provide, the doctors that work under House Medical provide the internal medicine, and their doctors provide the HIV. So it's like, a referral basis. However, we just work together so they can get complete health care for the individual that fall in that realm.
Wow, that's amazing, Elaine. You know, people have passion but don't actually live their passion. And to start a business that, you know, it's has something to do with something that you're personally passionate about. The medical issues that you went through as a result of 9/11, and God bless you. I'm so glad that you survived that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, and you're strong. I didn't put up the pinup posters of you with all the muscles and whatnot, but for those of you who don't know, you know, Elaine be working out. She's all ripped and six-packed and all that other stuff. I'm just saying. You know, you take good care of yourself. You take good care of your body. And for you to be so passionate about the health and well-being of others, you know, to start a business. And your business is thriving.
Yeah.
You know?
It took me 7 years to get my life back after 9/11. I had to go through mental and physical, And I had three pneumothorax, you know, I was in a hospital, three operations. And I just know what it's like to go through something and, you know, and you up here at one point, then you're down here. And I just think about those who are down there and never, you know, who's there to help them. You know, I have people behind me, strong individuals that support me. I have a great family. And I just wanted to give back, and also I use my services for my nonprofit, which is the Rain Foundation, you know, so it all goes hand in hand with the health care. because we have a lot of young individuals out there who don't get the proper health care and are doing things to survive that causes their health to be at risk.
What are your thoughts on Obamacare?
I think that it's good. It's good in a way because it's allowing everyone to have insurance. I do get some complaints from some of the patients that come in that says it's still a little bit too high. They can't afford it. Not that they can't afford it for themselves. However, they'll have their mother or someone in their household that do not work and don't bring in a great deal of income. So now they have to use their income to try to pay for their insurance as well as their mom because they're not 65 yet. They're not getting SSI or they don't have Medicare. Those are the downsides of it. And in addition to that, the HMOs is a little, it's a harder for patients to get, it's harder for patients to get their medications without referrals. So it takes a little longer to get it, but now everything takes a little longer. And that's why my program is a good program because I have a staff that we give personal attention to our patients. It could take sometimes up to a week for us to get something authorized. Whereas if you were in a doctor's office, they're going to call, you know, to get it authorized and they're going to leave it at that. But my staff, when we allow the patients to call us, if they don't get their medication, I have two individuals that stay on it and they'll keep calling the insurance company until they get what they need, until it's authorized, to speak to somebody and make sure it's authorized. So it's a little bit difficult. The physicians complain about the rates, you know, and that's one of the biggest reasons why I do what I do, because it doesn't pay as well as the doctors that get the private insurance and all that, you know, and the PPOs. However, these individuals, this is what they can afford and this is what they have, and they need support with this. It's not just for people who do not have income. It's for everyone, and it's allowing everyone to be insured, and I think that everyone should be a part of Obamacare because they need to get it now while they can get it at this rate, because I am a true witness of how much it costs for health care when you don't have employment insurance. Because at one point I was paying over $600 a month for my insurance.
Wow.
And I still have that bill that I pay, you know. So, yeah, I think Obamacare is a good thing.
Groovy, man. I want to thank both of you for coming on the show and for sharing with us what you're up to. I hope this is not the last time that you come on, because there's so much more that we need to talk about. So like I said, you know, time goes by really, really quickly on this show. But I do, before you leave, I want you to tell us or give advice, because a couple of people, Facebook friends of mine, have hit me up recently asking about, you know, how they could start their own business or, you know, something to that effect. It's amazing that it just sounds like y'all wanted to do it, and so y'all did it, and y'all are living. Y'all, you know, you're making it happen. So what advice would you give somebody who today says, you know what, I'm going to start my business?
Well, it's about the passion and the drive. So if you got that vision, I strongly suggest that you go after it. And there's different educational programs out there that are available to individuals that want to start their own businesses. One is called the Rise and Tide. It's called Rise and Tide Capital, which I am a graduate of, and it teaches you about being an entrepreneur, how to start your business, everything that you need to move forward with that. And they also have another one called Brick City Development Corporation, which is a shorter program. But these are available for individuals that want to start their own business, and they give them time to do the research and know if this is what they have, if this is what they want, and they have the passion and the strength to move forward with it. And I'm a strong believer in individuals going for what they believe in and moving forward with community services and adding to the community. Even if it's not a community service job, whatever you do, you're adding to your community, you know, and making it stronger by starting your own small businesses. The more small businesses we have, the stronger as a community we will be.
That's true. I'm gonna have to really sit down and talk with y'all.
Definitely. I co-sign everything Elaine just said about you got a vision, just start out with it, and it's great to have someone that you have as support. I support Elaine in everything she does, and vice versa. She's my biggest fan, and I'm hers. They also score, and the SBA also have they have great resources that people should tap into. Really start out with a plan, and developing a plan as much as possible, because that will help you make sure that you're on track and seek the advice and services from anyone that you feel would be a good resource. Call them up, make them your good friend, and take them out to dinner and just go away at it. Just ask all the questions that you have, but don't let fear set in, because it can sit in and it can cripple you, and your idea would just sit there forever. Then you get mad when someone else is doing it. So just make sure that you stay focused and talk yourself into doing it. There's something that I've heard about several times, that winners fail more times than losers do, because winners try, and then they don't succeed, but they keep trying. So the goal is at least keep trying. You're going to fail once or twice, so many times over, but the idea is falling and getting back up and doing it all over again versus just sitting there not doing anything. So move full speed ahead. And there's my last proverb, I've heard it had in my mind for a while, called, when you pray, move your feet. So pray is one thing, but you got to get up and start moving your feet to make some stuff happen.
Now, that's true. I guess I'm going to have to invite y'all over to dinner.
Yeah.
Y'all like chicken wings? Y'all like chicken wings?
We're trying to live all veggie diet, so yeah. And your wife is a great
chicken and fish people. Yes, we love chicken.
Yeah, she can make it do what it do. Hold on, we have a caller. I'm gonna take this call and see if they have a question for you. Just hold on. 1488 is the last four digits of your number, of your telephone number. What's your name and where you calling from?
If you don't know the last four digits of my phone number, you don't know this. Oh, this is Alexis.
Alexis, well, you act like
hi, Alexis.
Every day, man. You act like I'll be calling. And check it out.
Yeah,
even if
I
did call, I wouldn't know your number, because now you just press a button that says Alexis, and then your name come up, man. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. You know, I'm so proud of Elaine and, you know, her partner. I'm just so happy to know that someone is doing something for the community. And don't forget, y'all need music therapy up in there. So don't forget that, because music, you know, music really helps a lot, you know, in recovery processes and getting people back on their feet. I know music saved my life. So, you know, I'm just saying, all right, I ain't going to preach, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm just happy for you, and I'm glad for you, and just keep doing what you're doing. And the young lady was so right. You know, it's one thing to pray, but you got to put your feet in motion.
You know, that's right.
You know, my grandmother used to say that people praying, they're on their knees, but they're not doing the footwork. It's one thing to ask God for the blessing, but you got to get up and put your 50% in, too. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I love you guys. And,
thank
you. So
Alexis, I want you to hang out, because, you know, Mickey Braden is going to be on in a few minutes.
I know.
So,
that's another reason why I called.
Exactly.
Because
I thought
of Elaine
as much.
And Mickey. Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know Alexis, this is Alexis P. Suda. She is an outstanding blues singer, house music singer. She sings all over the world. She's always at BB King's, et cetera, et cetera. And one day she's going to be a guest here. Maybe. I don't know. Alexis,
you're
all abusive, and you know,
Devon,
but you call in from time to time, and I do appreciate it.
Alexis, I'm going to reach out to you for that music therapy for the Rain Foundation. You know,
absolutely. Please call me anytime. I'm there.
That'll be great. Alexis, hold on, baby, okay? We're gonna get back on in a little bit.
Okay, for sure.
I'm going to take one more caller. This is Maggie Love. She is the owner of the air that we are utilizing. Maggie,
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Pretty good. Oh, I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the sound of the rain in Jacksonville, Florida. At the same time, I'm trying to get over this cold that I caught while I was in Ohio. So, you know, a combination of both. But overall, I'm blessed and I'm happy to be here. As always, you know, I call in and I always want to make sure I thank the guests for taking the time out just to be on Get Lifted Radio and a part of Javon's show. And also thanking the callers and those listeners that continue to support Javon and her platform. It's very important that we continue to have supporters and just know that there's actually people out there that are looking forward to the different avenues that are provided. And listening to both of you talk about pursuing your dreams is just so much motivation to me, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm pursuing dreams and goals that I've always said, you know, one day I would own my own something. And I thought it would be me being a barber and owning a restaurant, because those were hobbies that I had at the time that I thought about being an entrepreneur. Never did I think it would be anything in radio or music, talent management, what I do now, or owning a recording studio. So I'm just blessed, and I just thank everyone who continues to put motivational energy out there. It just is very important.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. Yes.
Yes,
it does.
So I might be. I've already requested you guys on Facebook. You know, I might have a few questions myself.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to ask questions.
Don't be afraid.
No problem. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm like, let me go ahead and find them right now.
Yeah.
And that's you know what, that's what this is all about. You know, this is why I invited them on, because I want people to be inspired. I want to build connections and for people to network and learn more about what it is, because I want us all to succeed. I want us all to succeed. So
yeah,
with that
definitely.
Being said, I want to thank Tamara and Elaine for coming on the show. I want to thank you, Maggie, for all your ongoing support. And I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to have the Diva Out of Bounds, Miss Mickey Braden. Thanks again,
awesome.
Y'all, for
thank
coming
you.
On. Tamara and Elaine, I will talk to you again soon. And Maggie, of course, I will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Hey, everybody, just hold on. And what I'm going to do right now is give you an introduction to Miss Mickey Braden's voice. Okay? Just hold on and listen to this right here.
And I watched you come alive as you appeared in the spotlight, entranced by every move. You were a joy, a delight. And then my heart would melt as the last note was sung. So quick you disappeared, just as fast as you'd begun. And I try to be patient as I wait for the encore that never comes. When you know I want more.
otherwise known as Diva Out of Bounds. So let me just give you a little bit of background, things that I know about Miss Mickey. You probably know more about Miss Mickey because there's a lot to know about Miss Mickey. Not only does she have a beautiful voice and sing the music that you just heard, which is her from her album called Miss Mickey Diva Out of Bounds. But she also sings blues, jazz. She is the... Okay, I got to put her on hold because I can hear all this noise. Hold on. There you go. She is also the star of the one-woman show, The Devil's Music. She is also an actress, and she's done television. She's been on Broadway. She's been off Broadway. She's created musical groups and, I would say, companies. I don't know what to call it, a performing acts theater company, something like that, called The Pack. I don't really know, and we'll talk more about her, about that with her. I don't know exactly what it's called. I should have did a little homework, even though for a minute I was a part of The Pack, which was amazing. She is my personal musical mentor. She also has been a musical minister for the Unity Fellowship Church movement for years and years and years, and she has created a song which, in my opinion, is the song of the movement. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I'm going to actually let you meet her. Nah, not keep it to myself, because I could be that way sometime, but I'm going to share it with you today. Her name is Ms. Mickey. How you doing, Ms. Mickey?
I'm good. You got a whole lot of folks in the basement there.
I'm telling you, it is jam-packed in the basement. How you doing, darling?
I'm good.
You know what? I always tell everybody, and I hope I've said it to you. I believe I have. But you have inspired me personally and, I guess, professionally when it comes to music and so forth and so on. You are amazing when it comes
Thank
to
you.
Putting together music. No, really. You can hear notes. You can hear harmonies. You can hear what other people can and cannot do. You know, it's just amazing. Let me just tell you all a brief story. We have someone who's a mutual friend of ours who I would not say is a singer, and she likes to relate the story that Miss Mickey once heard her singing and said, if you sing that note one more time, and our friend said, oh, did y'all hear that? Miss Mickey said, I could sing a note. You see how, you see how influential you could be? How, you know?
Uh-oh.
So the song that I just played, Steal Away, that song is on your CD, which can be bought. I've actually put the link on CD for CD Baby. But where else can people buy your music, Mickey?
You can get it at iTunes, that particular CD. And then I'm on a couple others as well.
So tell us about that song, because that song sounds a little deep, you know, very
sexy. The song was co-written by one of my very best and dearest and oldest friends, Oliver Cheatham, who passed away on Thanksgiving last year. Uh-huh. He and I were supposed to come to Vegas. I told him I was coming, and we were going to start working on a show on duets. But I guess he had some other plans, or someone had other plans for him.
Yeah.
But that's I wrote it in England. He had a studio and a club there with a friend of his, and I just had carte blanche. I could go in there and record songs, write songs. He created the chorus and the background for the chorus.
How did you know that singing was going to be your thing? I mean, Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, before we start doing something we know we want to do it, how did you know?
The story that was told to me was that my mother prayed to have a musical child. And I'm the oldest of hers, and she's the oldest of her mothers, who also prayed for her to be musical so that she could play. My grandmother was a contralto and couldn't find people to play in her keys. So my mother was born to the piano, was a child prodigy, and played for my grandmother throughout her years. And then she played for me as well. So it was prayed into me.
Mm. Now that's the power of prayer. That's amazing. That's amazing. So how old were you when you realized that you had a gift?
I don't remember anything but music. Mm. I was always around it. My mother played, my father sang, my grandmother sang. My uncle, who plays bass in my show, you know, he was babysitting me so he could use my mama's piano, and he went to high school with a lot of the great jazz people from Detroit, like Kurt Lightsey, Charles McPherson, and all these people. So I was totally surrounded by it. I didn't even know that there was anything else to do.
Amazing. Amazing. So you do more than just, I mean, I you know what, it's honestly, it's been a little difficult for me this week to try to figure out how to promote what you do musically, because you can't be put in a box. I can't put you in a box. You heard me stuttering. She does blues. She does jazz. She does, you just do music. You know, like, I mean, what for you, what type of performer would you categorize yourself as?
Out the box, diva out of bounds. I'm not in a box. I have always done whatever came to me, musically, creatively. I've just always been the way I've been.
I hear you. That's amazing. Okay, so we got a couple of people on the line who want to say something to you, Mickey. So I'm going to start with someone who I know is actually in a class and should not be on the phone, Ms. Cheryl Barclay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mickey. Yeah, I have to run back in, so thank you, Javon. But I'm just excited to have you on the show on Javon's behalf, because you're so important to both of us, and you and I have a history, and then through me, you and Javon also have a history, and, you know, we have mad respect for you, and, I mean, I think
you already
know how I feel about you and stuff, and so I'm just, you know, happy that everybody can hear your music today and talk to you and, you know, just get a chance to get a little piece of understanding of what you're about and appreciation for everything that you bring, and you know, you're just, you're the bomb, so.
Oh, well, thank you, darling, you know. Thank you.
But the show's been good so far, and so this is just kind of like a great, great icing on a cake, is to have you here and really be able to just appreciate you and give you an opportunity to express who you are a little bit.
Well, thank you, Songbird.
Aww. Aww.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, for calling. And
thank
enjoy
you.
The rest of your class, sweetheart.
Thank you. And you enjoy the rest of your show. Have fun, you and Mickey. I know you will try to stay out of trouble.
Oh, no, there's
two
no
Scorpios
way.
on the same radio show is a little scary.
Well,
but, you know.
You have Mickey Ray talking all that sex stuff. I mean, what you supposed to be doing?
I'm just saying. Mickey, you heard Mickey Ray?
Yes, I heard it. Doggy sound. Come on.
I'm like, oh, God, I'm just grateful that Mickey's not going on directly after Mika Ray, because I would be passed out. I couldn't. I just wouldn't be able to. The two of you, Nope. But go ahead, Cheryl. I'll talk to you in a little bit, honey. Thank you. Cheryl? Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Mickey, I'm saying, you like that role-playing stuff, too? I'm just asking.
I create plays and stuff, you know, they're all came out the same stuff, you know, so hey.
There you go. I am going to play another one of your songs right quick.
Okay.
This is a song. There's so many good ones I got here. I don't even know which one I want to play. Actually, I'll play something, the song, I believe it was written by Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit. Off the James Carter CD.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, you did the thing on that. Let's play that. Let the people hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion to do that?
When you sing, you're singing words. Words have meaning. If you're not getting the message across in the same way that you're talking, because singing is nothing but talking with a melody, if you're not trying to get your message across and just using the words for vocal acrobatics, then you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm listening and singing a song, then I am living it at that moment.
Well, I mean, again, I'm spellbound, I'm speechless, because I've always been a Billie Holiday fan, and with that being said, of course, I love that song, and because of its historical meaning, but when I'm listening to you sing it, I feel like I'm taken back in time, you know? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Thank you.
I want to go to a caller. I was going to pick another caller, but I'm going to pick my grandmother because that song just made me think about my grandmother. I don't know why. I'm like, Grandma, Grandma. So, Grandma, you're on the line right now with me and Miss Mickey. How are you?
Ow.
Grandma?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, Grandma?
Well, after that fabulous, fabulous birthday party yesterday, with my loved ones, my family, and my friends, I am tired as a dog, but I'm happy. So yesterday, my house was full of love. Grandchildren, great-grand, great-great, everybody running up and down. And I was so nervous, I couldn't find my keys. Thank God I found my keys.
Yes, I'm grateful you found them too, Grandma.
Yes, my darling. And I'm so glad you came.
Oh, yeah.
Late but straight.
Late but straight. Well, you know, I got to work. I don't know how straight I was. I was late. But I want you to say hi to Mickey.
Hello, Mickey. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I haven't seen or talked to you in a very long time.
I know. And you know my voice sounds very terrible. I sound kind of like I don't drink no more.
No more. You know,
so my
you
voice
know.
Sounds like it used to sound the day after a party.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry you couldn't have been here. It was so... The food was good. Everything was good. Everything.
Oh,
so tell
wow.
me about you, darling. How have you been doing?
I'm good. I'm in Vegas right now, so I'm keeping warm.
You in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm doing a show here.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. The sound of it make me feel good.
Grandma.
Vegas. Vegas. There's no place like Vegas.
Grandma.
Yes. Huh?
I'm gonna bring on another friend of yours right now.
Oh, good.
Caller 7340, you're on.
Who is it?
Hello.
It's Peggy.
Yes, it is. This is Peggy Miller. Hi, Grandma.
Peggy.
How you doing?
Oh, my darling. Oh, you don't care. I be asking about you all the time. You,
you
were
don't care, Peggy.
And you got well, so now you're good to go. And I knew all that, and I asked about your word about you, but I'm so happy to hear your voice.
And I'm glad to hear yours, and a happy birthday, all the stuff I missed, you know. You're beautiful
nothing.
And sexy still.
Well, I mean, listen, you got to be young. Like I tell everybody, there's a young 20, the old 20, young 30, the old 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. And I'm a young.
Don't be shy now, Grandma. You might as well tell
you. A young 90. You had to come over and see me. Javon always says she's going to bring you to see me.
We're going to make that happen. Javon, you got to make it happen now.
We're going to make it happen. Grandma,
you know, Okay. Thank you, darling. Love you.
All right, bye,
Love
Grandma.
Love you, too.
Bye, Grandma.
Yes, huh?
I said bye.
Have
you
a
know,
great day.
You know, Grandma will be on the show all day. We love you, Grandma. How you doing, Peggy?
Hey, Javon. Hey, Mickey Braden. I'm not going to take too long because I'm in choir rehearsal here, but I really just want to say that Mickey, of course, is a great part of my life, and she's done so many things for me. She got me out of my shell to start singing. The woman is phenomenal, and not only that, that's all that she has about her, but she is the love of my life, and I must say that. And Mickey, I love you, and I truly do miss you, baby, and you just keep on doing what it's doing, and you know, I want you to steal away. You know, we need to steal away together.
Yes,
you know?
We do. Yes, we do. You know, Peggy is the producer of that CD, Diva Out of Bounds.
Yes, I was gonna mention that. Peggy is the producer of quite a few things, and that particular CD, you did a great job with that.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. You know, when I first met Mickey and I heard this voice, and I'm like, oh, my God, I would take friends over there. Oh, you got to hear this woman. This woman can sing. And I was trying to find CDs, couldn't find any. And so I was like, oh, come on, let's do this, you know. So I created PMP Records because of the one and only Mickey Braden, you know. And it was a great project. It was a pleasure project. I'm happy about it. And the songs never get old, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? It always sounded as though it was, you know, we just did this yesterday. And I just want to say to Javon, thank you so much for having Mickey on, you know. I definitely
course,
appreciate
man.
You and support you always, even if I'm not on every week, but you know that I'm there for you and always there for you. Support everything that you do. And just to say that you had another friend of mine, Elaine and Tamara, on, I'm so proud of Elaine and all that she's done. You know, I go way back with her on her journey as well. And I'm just so proud of where she's been and where she came from, you know. So it was, I wish them the best as well, you know, Elaine and Tamara. So the show was great this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And as always, it's great to hear from you, Pegs. It's always great to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
and
baby.
Give my love to the choir. Give
my love right, to the choir. All right, let's see if they can say hi to you real quick. Everybody, tell Mickey hi. All right, they said
hey.
All right, love you guys, and have a great day. Mickey, we'll talk to you later, babe.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
You know, Mickey, I know the choir must miss you. The first time and the only time I've ever been on the choir, a choir, was under your direction. When did you start with gospel music? What's that history?
My mother was the minister of music at the church I was raised at. My father directed the choir. My grandmother was a soloist. My uncle was a soloist. I've been singing in church from the time that I probably came out my mama.
Wow. Wow. And when did you first start directing? Was Unity your first musical director job?
Oh, no. The church I was raised in, Hartford Baptist in Detroit, Michigan, is the first church where I was baptized and everything. And I played for Sunday school around 10, 11 years old, or probably younger than that. So I started very, very, very young.
And is that what you will continue to do, I think, in the future? Because now I know that you're touring, and like you said, you're in Vegas now. I know that you have some other dates coming up.
Yes. Well, the show here is running April 5th through the 27th. It's The Tempest Shakespeare, and we're using the music of Tom Waits, who is a very famous rock blues singer. And he's got a sound like nothing else, you know, sound like he's chewing on gravel. But the songs are wonderful. Then we're going to open in Boston at Harvard, because this is a Harvard production, American Repertory Theater. We've also just been asked to go to California this summer. Then I just found out that my play is going to be on a blues cruise in January, The Devil's Music.
Wow.
And I'm going to Winnipeg again to do The Devil's Music, where I had done Gone with the Wind.
Wow.
So this year is filling up really fast.
It's your season.
I will always do vocal music. You know, I just did Spike Lee's new movie. I just did some vocal arrangements for the new movie that's coming out soon, The Sweet Blood of Jesus.
Right.
So I'm going to always do vocal. That's something that I was raised in, and I love working with the sounds and colors of voices.
And you do it so well. You do it so
Thank
well. You,
you
even get me sounding like I could sing. You know. And speaking of which, I want to bring on another caller who's been holding for quite some time, who was in the pack with you, I believe, when you first started. Tell me again, the pack is the professional. What is it?
No, the performance art corral.
Thank you. I'm getting old, but amazing. I remember going to see the pack, and then later on for a short while being a part of the pack. Amazing.
Thank you.
Your talent and your creativity, it rubs off for you. Is how do you know what people are capable of? It seems like you know what it is, and then you pull it out of folks.
I can't really say that there's a way. You know, I just listen. I know how to pull it out of certain people, what's the right word to say to get them to find it themselves. I guess that's my magic trick, you know. If I could wiggle my nose, which I always wanted to be Samantha, you know, but music has always been where my magic is. And I'm able to do that. I mean, I'm not perfect, and I can't find it in everybody, but I do try to find something. You know, everybody has a creative bone in their body, one or all of them, you know. I just happen to have about all of them.
Yes, you do. Hold on a second, because our next caller was just on a few minutes ago, well, a little while ago, Alexis P. Suda.
Yeah, yeah.
Slick.
Mickey, I love you.
Love you too.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm so like happy for you, and
thank you.
You
and
know,
you too, girl.
I need the world to know. I need the world to know. This is my mentor, and you know, Mickey has taught me so much in this life, and you know, first God, then my mother. I've had different music teachers, you know, in my life, but the most effective to me besides my mother has been Mickey Braden, and she has taught me many, many things about the business, about people in the business, and you know, I when I see her, when I read about her, I'm just so overwhelmed because I know the journey, and I'm just glad that I'm a part of her life, and I'm glad that I can say in my life that I, you know, soon is going to be, I knew her when, because she's like all over the place now, she's gone, you know, but I'm so thankful for you, Mickey, and, you know, she introduced me to my love interest, Lisa, and
Oh, that was a funny story.
Yeah, that was very funny. But I just got back from Italy. I was like, Mickey, I want to meet somebody. I'm not going in no club. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I got someone for me. I think I got, you know. So that's how it started. But we've been together now for like 4 years. And, you know, hopefully we'll be getting married. And, you know, I'm just happy for you, Mickey, and I just want
you to
continue doing what you're doing. You're fabulous. You're beautiful. You're everything I want to be when I grow up. And, you know, I just have so much love for you, and I'm happy for you. I mean, if someone is not happy for you, they jealous of you. So I'm going to tell you right now, I am happy for you, and you keep doing what you're doing. I didn't even get on the blues cruise yet.
Yeah, I wish you could get on there. We would tear that boat up, wouldn't we?
Oh, that would be an amazing
show. What you're doing, Lex, you are just growing by leaps and bounds. Keep it moving and keep it moving upward.
Yeah,
you know, you got a great unit. You know, everything. I'm so proud from what we know of each other and what we both come from, you know, and to see where we're going now. It's so wonderful to be able to have someone like you that we can travel together on, you know, and then and go apart and come back and it's still like yesterday.
Yes, yes, yes. I love you, Mickey. Keep doing what
you're
doing.
Love you too, Max.
Yeah, man, yeah. I love you too, Javon. You have me crying. I got to get off the internet.
You know what? I love you all. Group hug. Group hug.
Group hug. Group hug.
Love you, Lex. Make sure you call again.
Love you too, baby.
I'm going to hit you up, man. We're going to have to put you on the spotlight over here, okay?
For sure. For sure. It's all good. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, creatively and just spiritually and everything like that. We have another caller. The last four digits are 5111. Wait, is that too many numbers? 5111.
Hello?
What's your name?
It's Gigi.
Hi, Gigi.
Hey, Gigi. Hi, Mickey. You know I had to call in. Of course, I listened to Elaine and Tamara, and I'm so proud of them. But, Mickey, you know, outside of your fabulous music and how awesome you are, I don't know if people know that you are such a positive spirit. You know how to look at someone and just see who they are and their worth and try to pull that out of them even when they don't feel it. And I just want to tell you that I love you. With all that I am. And thank you for being in my life and choosing to just bless your presence in it and in my daughter's life, because I know how much she loves you too. And I'm just grateful and thankful for you.
Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you, Gigi. All right, so Gigi?
Yes.
Oops. Oh, did I lose you? I didn't lose you, right? You here?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Gigi, have you ever sung with Miss Mickey? Has
yes,
she ever
I
had
did.
You sing? What's that
in
experience
the choir.
Like?
She'll definitely push you when you don't want to. I can tell you
exactly.
That much.
Exactly. Make you sing some notes you didn't know you had, right?
Yes. Like when we did the Rent, oh, my gosh, you know, that, yeah. And that was a fabulous experience, someone I've never, ever thought I would be a part of. And I was so thankful that she even included me in that. And it would definitely be something I will always remember.
Well, I'm hoping that we can get Miss Mickey to come back on again because this show has been crazy. The lines are all filled up. I'm going to move on to the next caller, Gigi. And,
all right.
We're just going to try to, you know, knock it out. I wanted to play more music, but it's already 5 to 1. Time to
thank
go.
You.
All
love
right,
you, Devon. Love you, Mickey.
Love you,
all
too,
all right.
Babe.
Say hi to my room for me.
I will.
All right. Caller 0591. What's your
yes,
name?
Yes, hey, Devon. How you doing? It's Skills. I wanted to call in and say, hey, Miss Mickey.
Hey,
love
Skills.
Your work. I was
thank
able
you.
To see the devil's music. I love the play. I love everything that you're doing. And I just wanted to say I hope God continue to bless you and keep you covered and safe until you come back home.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Skills.
You're welcome, Javon.
Surprised you didn't call in with that Mika Ray thing today. But
I missed
know.
It. I'm late. But I was able to catch Miss Mickey. I was able to catch Miss Mickey.
Gonna
so.
You're going to want to check the archives for this one. Trust me.
Yes.
Oh,
I will. I've missed it. I'm sorry. But I caught Miss Mickey, so that's good.
Okay,
that's good
great.
All right.
All right.
See y'all.
Talk to
all right.
you later.
Bye-bye. All right.
Miss Mickey, somebody texted, what was it like to be to have the cameo on Law & Order?
Cameo? I had 4 lines, hey.
That right? That's more than a cameo. You had a role.
Yeah. Well, it was great. I've done 2 of them so far, but 5 years apart. And it was great because my first one was with Mariska Hargitay, and the second one was with the new assistant, whoever was playing the district attorney at the time. You know, so it was fun. It was great. I was getting my hair done next to Ice-T, you know.
Yeah, wow, that was fun. That's true. Okay, this part might be a little fun. It might be a little scary, but I see
uh-oh.
Mika Ray has called back in. Y'all, please
uh-oh.
Be gentle with me. Go ahead, Mika. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. I was just calling to say hello. I just woke back up. I had to take a quick nap in preparation for tonight.
Okay.
But I heard a little bit of the show and listening to you interview it's Miss Mickey? Right?
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to say hello.
Hey.
And nice to hear your story.
Thank you. And yours too.
Right?
Oh, you heard my story?
Yes, I did. I heard the whole show.
What? Oh, you did? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, Darkie Style especially.
Doggy Style especially. Oh, even the doggy. Mickey, talk about Rocky Wear real quick.
Oh, Rocky Dog products. You just gonna call it whatever you want. Rocky Dog products and Xena too.
Rocky
and
Dog.
The nickname is RDPX2, and I've been making dog clothing. I didn't like the stuff they started making it myself, so a lot of people liked it. So now I'm crocheting so I can make sweaters. For me. I'm not going to put them in the stores right now because that's too much work.
I have a little doggy.
Oh, what you got?
I have a little Yorkie poo-pom.
Okay, I like Yorkies. I make good
yes.
mud cloth clothing for them. They look good in mud cloth.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to, like, send me the information so I can try to buy something.
Well, you can get all my info from Javon. She got it all.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, Javon, I'll get that from you.
Absolutely. Also, Miss Mickey can be found on Twitter at Miss Mickey Diva. What is it? Miss? Oh, jeez.
At Miss Mickey Diva.
Thank you, Miss Mickey Diva. And she also has several Facebook pages. If you hit me up, you can find her, or you can just type in her name and you'll find it. So please, please, please support. We have run out of time, believe it or not. That was so quick. So what I am going to do is play on the out. I Am, because that song is the song of the movement. Where did that song come from?
A friend of mine was going to a church called the Temple of I Am. Something about their saying, which I don't remember what it was, inspired the song. And I've always seen God as I Am. And that's where it came. It's over 30 years old now.
Well, it sounds brand new. It feels brand new. And everybody listen to it and wear it as a badge. I know I do. Thank you so much, Mickey. Please, will you come back again? Because there's so much
to
talk about. This was too quick.
Sure.
This was too quick. I love you,
I
baby.
Sure will.
And knock them
love
dead in
too.
Vegas. Knock them dead.
I'm planning on it. I got my gun loaded now.
That's it. All right.
Oh, no.